A prerequisite for returning home. The ultimate purpose of spiritual life is to go back home to the kingdom of God, or the spiritual world. The practice of compassion is an essential aspect of our preparation for this goal. Preparation is necessary even in mundane life. It helps us function appropriately in various environments. For example, if we are going to a formal party, we prepare ourselves by dressing formally. If we are giving a musical performance, we rehearse thoroughly before appearing on stage. If we are in a play, we must learn our lines. Without proper preparation, we leave ourselves open to extreme embarrassment. Similarly, we must be well prepared for our eventual arrival in the spiritual world. As we saw in chapter 3, all the major scriptures emphasize that we are eternal beings who have a home far beyond the mundane realm of our material existence. We are out of place in this material realm, which serves as a training ground for higher experiences, but is not where we can truly be happy. Right now, we must prepare ourselves as expediently as possible to regain what we have lost and to receive the treasures that are awaiting us in the spiritual kingdom. No one can expect to enter the kingdom of God without deep compassion. Almost all Orthodox scriptures, including the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah, instruct us to love our neighbors as ourselves. But loving our neighbors as ourselves, for all its value, can sometimes turn into a business proposition, because it is based upon the idea of exchanging one quantity of love for another. In such a situation, the love may be conditional rather than freely given. This is not transcendental. As explained in chapter 2, as spiritual warriors we must go further, loving others even more than ourselves. If we love our neighbors even beyond the way we love ourselves, thinking only about the other person's welfare, we have become agents of compassion, and we are well on our way to become transcendental. When we selflessly align ourselves with transcendental consciousness, the universe will supply us with amazing support, because we are no longer controlled by the normal limitations of the earthly realm. We can accomplish miracles. As we develop higher perception and higher love, we become so worthy to receive such blessings that eventually we will be paroled from the restrictions of the material prison atmosphere.